Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Sam Powell. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts 26, verse 24, through chapter 27, verse 8. And as he was saying these things in his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, "Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you out of your mind." But Paul said, "I am not out of my mind, most excellent Festus, but I am speaking true and rational words. For the king knows about these things, and to him I speak boldly, for I am persuaded that none of these things has escaped his notice, for this has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe." And Agrippa said to Paul, "In a short time would you persuade me to be a Christian?" And Paul said, "Whether short or long, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me this day, might become as such as I am, except for these chains." Then the king rose, and the governor, and Bernice, and those who were sitting with them. And when they had withdrawn, they said to one another, "This man is doing nothing to deserve death or imprisonment." And Agrippa said to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." And when it was decided that we should sail for Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to a centurion of the Augustan cohort named Julius. And embarking in a ship of Adramidium, which was about to sail to the ports along the coast of Asia, we put to sea, accompanied by Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica. The next day we put in at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him leave to go to his friends and be cared for. And putting out to sea from there, we sailed under the lee of Cyprus, because the winds were against us. And when we had sailed across the open sea along the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra in Lycia. There the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing for Italy and put us on board. We sailed slowly for a number of days and arrived with difficulty off Cnidus. And as the wind did not allow us to go farther, we sailed under the lee of Crete off Salmone. Coasting along it with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Havens, near which was the city of Lycia. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, in this portion of Holy Scripture, we see the Apostle Paul standing trial and boldly confessing Christ before Festus and King Agrippa. Festus dismisses Paul's testimony as madness brought on by too much learning. But Paul here speaks with clarity and conviction, appealing directly to Agrippa's knowledge of the prophets. He desires not only the king, but everyone who hears him to share in the same faith that he possesses, though, of course, without his chains. These men recognize Paul's innocence, yet Roman procedure carries him onward as a prisoner of Caesar. The account then shifts to the beginning of that dangerous voyage. Paul is handed over to a centurion, sails under difficult conditions, and arrives, after great difficulty, at the Fair Havens. Here we see two great truths shining forth. First, we see a clear distinction between the world's judgment and the truth of God's word. The gospel always sounds like foolishness to unbelieving ears. Festus calls it insanity. Our fallen and broken world still labels confident Christian confession as narrow, as intolerant or extreme. Yet we hear in our confessions that the true church gathers around the pure preaching of the gospel and the right administration of the sacraments. Paul does not soften or apologize for the message of repentance and forgiveness in Jesus' name. He proclaims it plainly, trusting that the Holy Spirit works through that word to create faith where and when it pleases God. The second truth that we see is that we confess with the whole church that God works all things for the good of those who love him. Paul goes to Rome not as a tourist, but as a bound prisoner. Yet precisely according to God's plan, the voyage begins with contrary winds, slow progress, a picture of the Christian life under the cross. We too sail through storms. We sail through affliction, opposition, and uncertainty. But our Lord, who died and rose for us, remains the captain of our salvation. As Luther reminds us, God's word and promise stand firm even when our eyes see only trouble. Justification is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, chains, storms, and all. Today, you may feel the pressure of a world that calls your faith madness. You may face delays, difficulties, or even chains of suffering. Cling to the gospel of Jesus Christ, for Christ has redeemed you, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won you from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. In baptism, you have been clothed with Christ. In the Lord's Supper, you receive his true body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Therefore, speak the truth. Entrust your voyage to the Lord and pray that many, kings and neighbors alike, might come to the same saving faith. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, before whom all in heaven and on earth shall bow, grant courage that your children may confess your saving name in the face of any opposition from a world hostile to the gospel. Help them to remember your faithful people who sacrificed much and even faced death rather than dishonor you when called upon to deny the faith. By your Spirit, strengthen them to be faithful and confess you boldly, knowing that you will confess your own before the Father in heaven, with whom you and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen.